Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Contours, The Jackson 5, Ed Woodstar, Martha and the Vandellas, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together and Keep On Loving Me, Honey, right here on Motown.
Keep on loving me, honey. Keep on loving me true.
Baby, I'm gonna love you no matter what you do.
For so long I depended on nothing but you.
So don't you take your love. You know I'm satisfied with your tender care.
And I get my inspiration, darling, just knowing you're there.
Oh, don't you take your love, don't take it away from me. Cause like a leaf out on a tree,
you become a part of me.
Don't you take your love, don't take it away from me. Cause if you leave, you might as well take the air I breathe. Would you take the hand?
Thank you.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Can't Stand to See You Cry, and they reached number 45 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1972, and that was the last song that featured Smokey Robinson. He went on to a solo career and was replaced by Billy Griffin after the song. Before that, The Temptations and I Can't Get Next to You, number one from 1969, and we start with Keep on Loving Me Honey, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, number 24 from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, The Contours with a song called It's So Hard Being a Loser with lead singer Dennis Edwards. Well, Dennis Edwards was also David Ruffin's replacement as a lead singer for The Temptations, but he did sing with The Contours for a brief stint before that, and he's featured on the song coming up. As he tells it in 1967, The Contours needed to hurriedly replace singer Joe Stubbs, who was also the lead singer for the Falcons and brother of Four Tops lead singer Levi Stubbs. Dennis had been on a retainer by Motown to be a solo artist for about 4 years without recording a song. Well, this was his only 45 with the Contours, and in 1968, Dennis joined the Temptations and went on to sing lead vocals on such great songs as Cloud Nine, Runaway Child, Psychedelic Shack, I Can't Get Next to You, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, here are The Contours featuring lead singer Dennis Edwards. It's So Hard Being a Loser, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
Edwin Starr and I'm Still a Struggling Man, and they reached number 80 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. The next year, he'd have his smash number one hit single, War. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl, number 2 from 1971. We start with the Contours, It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 79 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Martha and the Vandellas and You've Been in Love Too Long, right here on Motown Memories.
We'll be coming into the break.
Stevie Wonder with Master Blaster Jammin', and then reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1980. And Stevie was a friend of Bob Marley, and Bob Marley's song was called Jammin' that this song was inspired from. And we started with Martha Vandellos and You've Been in Love Too Long, number 36 from 1965. That was the A side of the 45. The B side was called Love Makes Me Do Strangest Things that reached number 7. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.